What a piece. That Romeo excerpt is a beautiful case in point. A brilliant illustration of deliberately exploiting ambiguity for aesthetic reasons, for increased expressive power. But ambiguous and beautiful as it is, it's only a hint of what's to come 2 decades later. Take that lonely opening phrase we just heard at the beginning with its ascending fourth and its chromatic dying fall, and stretch that fourth to a minor sixth with the same chromatic dying fall, and what have you got? Tristan, of course. Now take Berlioz's second phrase, which does indeed begin with a rising sixth and continues in a chromatic climb. And what have you got? Isolde. Now put them together. And what have you got? Tristan and Isolde. See, the derivation of the Wagner from the Berlioz seems all too clear. For that history-making opening phrase of Wagner's Tristan and Isolde is, in fact, the conjoining of two sub-phrases, one on top of the other. The question is, who's on top? It seems a clear case of Wagnerian robbery, or to put it more politely, borrowing. But it's subtler than that. It's rather a phenomenon of transformational grammar in the most Chomskyan sense, where one surface structure, namely Berlioz, has become the deep structure of another surface structure, namely Wagner's. The transformations are extremely clear. The extension of the opening interval by enlarging the fourth to the sixth, and then the conjoining of the two strings.